Hello and welcome to the ABCs of Test Anxiety podcast. I'm Fritz Kroenke.
And I'm Jonathan Key. Fritz and I work for the Counseling and Student Support Services, also known as CS3 at SCAD Atlanta.
In this podcast, we'll be talking about test anxiety, what it is, and some tips for reducing it. Take a look at the ABCs of Test Anxiety document attached along with this podcast.
Have you participated in class, done all of your homework, studied hard, and think you have a grip on the material?
When the day of the test comes and you blank out, freeze up, zone out, or feel so nervous that you can't get it together to respond to those questions you knew the answers to just last night.
If this sounds like you, you may have a case of test anxiety, which is that nervous feeling that people sometimes get when they're about to take a test.
Too much anxiety about a test is commonly referred to as test anxiety. It is perfectly natural to feel some anxiety when preparing for and taking a test. In fact, a little anxiety can jumpstart your studying and keep you motivated.
But too much anxiety can interfere with your studying. You may have difficulty learning and remembering what you need to know for the test. You may also have difficulty demonstrating what you know during the test.
Here are some of the helpful ABC tips that you can incorporate into your routine that will lessen your test anxiety.
A is for attitude. Think positive while taking a test. Thoughts such as, I haven't studied enough and I don't know the material, will only increase your anxiety level.
Instead, try to feel good about what you do know and what you did to prepare for the test. A positive attitude can go a long way while you're preparing for the test and while taking the test.
B stands for taking a deep breath. Stay relaxed. If you begin to get nervous, take a few deep breaths slowly to relax yourself, and then get back to work. This will help you calm down.
C is for cramming. Avoid cramming before taking a test. Review class material regularly and space out studying over a few days or weeks. Don't try to learn everything the night before. And it is best to stop studying 30 minutes prior to the test. Use this time to do something that relaxes you.
Being well prepared for the test is the best way to reduce test anxiety.
That's all for this week's Test Anxiety podcast. We hope that you found it to be useful. Please feel free to use the comments link at the bottom of this page if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
Also, if you feel the need to speak with someone about test anxiety or other personal issues, you may contact one of our CS3 members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
And remember to check out our other podcasts for information about other issues that many college students face.